tornado. Well, good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.
KFA, CPZ, monitoring.
KB8, CPZ, this is W8FFR. I hear you clear. No Skywarn that's going to be activated tonight?
I have no idea. That's one of the reasons I'm still up. I'm waiting to see if they're going to do it in this area or not.
Which area are you in?
I'm about 3 miles south of Mount Clemens in Clinton Township.
Clinton, I'm in Flint. It's a light show over here.
So you're already getting hit, are you?
I don't understand what your transmission was.
So, you're already getting hit there by Flint?
Affirmative. We got several lightning flashes. We got a couple every second, so it's guys lit up over here.
Alright, copy that. You be safe out there.
Okay, affirmative. I'll still be continuing to monitor this frequency.
Yeah, copy that. So will I, at least for the next couple of hours.
YNU monitoring.
Tornado watch.
WFS, I'm testing.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform monitoring. Looks like we're starting to get some of the weather. Oakland County is under a tornado warning until for a little bit, and then I'd say in the next like 20 minutes or so, it'll be through our area. So we'll just hang tight. Nothing major yet. Just keeping an eye on things right now. But we'll keep you posted, and we'll update you as we go on.
Cloud lightning, or intermittently cloud to cloud lightning.
Rain seemed to stop for now. No noticeable wind, per se.
This is Katie Lange. Hey, Joe. Good evening, sir. I appreciate that. I think right now we're just keeping an eye on things and monitoring. But it's showing a weakening trend right now, so we're just keeping an eye on things and we'll go from there. But I think we're going to be good here in a little bit.
Yep, QSL, that looks like it's stretched out a little bit. There is some red and yellow in the radars, it looks. But being it's moving as fast as it seems to and thinning out, I guess you could call. It sounds like it's moving pretty good.
Yeah, we got fortunate. I think out west, the western part of the state kind of got hammered, and I guess they're, Ingham County is doing some looking right now as far as some possible tornado damage. So I watched a video they posted up, and I think we'll be pretty fortunate here and get a little bit of rain, maybe get some lightning, and then get some sleep.
I would count as fortunate if that happened. What I'm seeing on the radar, there's another huge blob. It looks like it's headed our way, and it just might get us.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. I know Flint Bishop just reported 60-mile-hour wind gusts and a decent-sized hail out that way. So. Yeah, we'll see what happens. This Michigan, anything can happen. I'm just going to keep it on a standby stance right now and just kind of keep a close eye.
Yeah, got to do that. And while I'm on here for a second, I'm going to wave a hello to Joe over there. It's good to hear you out here.
Tornado watch.
Yeah, Katie Flores, you like you. It sounded like Oakland County is in stage green, taking call-ins.
Yeah. The big thing that they're concerned about with this system is there's a lot of rotation within the storm system. And so I guess they're just kind of keeping an eye on things and at least you're trying to stay ahead of it just in case something happens. But on our end, you know, we're watching things, leadership teams watching things pretty closely. So I don't want to obviously push the panic button and, you know, get everybody worried. But we are on top of it and definitely keep an eye on things. So. Hey, Willie. Katie Lange. How's things looking at your end?
Well, we're about as far east as you can get. Nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. A little bit of thunder in the distance, but nothing. I was just wondering, I know you're monitoring it a lot closer than most of us are. What's your thoughts?
I think right now we're just kind of staying on a standby status right now. Romeo looks like he's going to get it here in the next 5-10 minutes. Shelby, Sterling, and North Home Township. So I'd say just right now we'll just hang on and go from there. I don't want to push the panic button.
Okay. Does it look to you like it's intensifying, weakening, staying the same? What's your thoughts?
I can see a little bit of weakening on the on the back half of it. There was a new line that formed that's rolling through Macomb County right now. But I think outside of that, I think once that line's through in the next, it's in the next 20 minutes or so, I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to rest. I got my watch on, so if anything happens, I'll be right back.
Alrighty, sounds good. I'll be here monitoring on a standby status. This is Kate Lane. You standing by?
Kate
Lane,
you.
Kate 4GYQ.
Yeah,
Joe, go ahead. This is Kate Lane. You.
Yeah, Dave, we just got a quick question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. Go ahead with your question there, Joe.
Well, by no means judging or questioning anybody's experience or knowledge or position or anything like that. I just was kind of surprised, in a way, that at least for Macomb County, that if we were in a tornado watch, it would be good right before any cell gets close to our county to have as many check-ins and knowledge of where they are and who's on frequency, that if anything quickly popped up, which could happen at any time, that those check-ins in under green would be available immediately rather than try to take them in the midst of a flare-up or whatever. Just a question. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a legit question. And honestly, and our standpoint for leadership, you know, in the command staff, what we do in the morning, any time that there's severe weather, we usually discuss things. First mention of severe weather, and throughout the day, we're usually talking about it and kind of going over things. I am in constant contact with the National Weather Service. So I'm paying attention to details of what's going on and how things are kind of playing out. Tonight, I think with the system that's rolling through, we felt that by the time it went through our county, it would weaken. Being late and being as late as it is. If anything were to happen, we would want guys that are fresh and ready to go to deploy and be of service, because the guys that are out there right now, they're going to be stretched and they're going to be tired. And so somebody has to step in and take their spot. So there's a lot of things that go into whether we start in that or whether we don't start in that. Like I said, we do a lot of things on the background that not a lot of people see. A lot goes into it, a lot goes into the background half of it. You could say it's better to do it one way or the other. I'm into making sure everybody's ready. But I also don't want to push the panic button. I don't want to take somebody away from family. Spotting at night is really dangerous. It's not the easiest thing to do. So it's better to be prepared on the back half of things, that if we deploy, that we're good to go, we're fresh, ready to go, and we're not sending somebody out there in the dark. Spotting at night is not an easy task, and It's a dangerous thing that I'd be requesting of you guys if we were ever to deploy at that time.
Well, I guess my question is not about deployment necessarily in under green, but to for the Skywarn net control to maybe take early, not real early, but within 15-20 minutes of a possible cell moving in the area, in the county, to take a stationary home QTH spec in to see where everybody's at and who's on frequency and who's around to be able to give any kind of wind report, hail report, whatever, even damage or sightings remotely at their home. Not necessarily deployment or activation in the way of people going out mobile, but actually just your home QTH is check-in, so you got a kind of variety of where people are, what is the wind, and what is the hail possible, and any damage noted. Just a question, but anyhow, Katie Forsey, like you.
Yeah, it's definitely a good question there, Joe. I appreciate it. And like I said, we do a lot of we watch the weather pretty closely. We've got what's called slack, and so I have a direct in with the National Weather Service and say, hey, you know, we're monitoring, we're on a monitoring stance right now, and we'll go from that to the next step. Yeah, it's a good question there, Joe. And maybe down the road we might do things a little different. But I like I said, I just felt this time in the command staff, I think that the direct feeling of things were that by the time it got to Macomb County, it would weaken and kind of go from there. So. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, and roll with that. And like I said, I've got things covered on this end, as far as radar and different things. So, I'm going to go ahead and stand by here. This is K8YNU.
Well, appreciate the comeback, K4ZYQ. Clear, but monitoring.
That didn't last long.
No. It's, like I said, it's leaking. I think I'll say that there's a thunderstorm warning for us, but, from Macomb County here until 1:45. Outside of that, though, I'd say we're good.
Can you listen to state Wi-Fi 3?
I can't get that up here, unfortunately, and I'm out of range on that one. When you got some moment there, Wally, you'll have to check out the video I posted there about the tornado out in, or possible tornado there in Ingham County.
Yeah, my daughter sent me one of her ring cam. She hit it to the basement. See that band that's heading towards New Haven, Dave? And ACPP?
Yeah, I'm watching it. It looks pretty rough, but nothing. I don't think anything super bad.
K8YNU, K4ZYQ.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. This is K8YNU.
Yeah, Dave, I find it interesting looking wider out on the radar. What's happening out there by Sioux Falls, the circular rotational movement of this extended cell way out west. I wonder if that's what we're going to get tomorrow, they say.
Oh, it's a good possibility. I've been watching things. I guess we'll find out. It's Michigan, so who knows? It could snow and You'll have a blizzard tomorrow, so.
I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like the jet stream, the patterns of the weather lately, definitely different than when I grew up. I don't remember it being so kind of haphazard, but anyhow, hey, nothing ever stays the same. It always changes. But anyhow, K4ZYQ, monitoring for a while.
Yeah, no, I hear you there, Joe. It sounds interesting. It's definitely different, even from my childhood. You know, it seems like things changed there. But just to give everybody a heads up here, looks like Oakland County they issued tornado warning for Oakland County for rotation within the storms for potential tornadic activity. So we'll keep an eye on things here and monitor out, and hopefully we can finish tonight on a good side.
Tornado watch. Severe thunderstorm warning. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
Yeah, go in there, Wally. This is Kate, Whitey.
Yeah, I'm going back to that. There's nothing here in my area. It's all past. Even when the bright purple stuff went through, what showed on the radar and what happened were two different things.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm going to give it another 10-15 minutes here, and I'll probably head to bed myself. Appreciate you sticking around, and hopefully have a good night. 73 to you.
Okay, and just to be official, I'm signing out. My name is KPP. Night, Joe.
Got you signed out there, Wally. This is Katie Lyon. You see anybody?
Yep, good night from K4ZYQ. I'm still monitoring a couple minutes.
Last station trying to call in. You are completely unreadable on the side. Go again. This is Katie Lyon. Calling, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. Joe, are you able to pick that out? I can't get anything on the side.
I have to apologize, I wasn't listening closely, but I think if he comes back again, we might be able to do a relay. K4ZYQ. Copy, November 8, X-ray something, I don't know if it was Zulu, November 8, X-ray, come again.
Yeah, I guess today, Ron. How you doing tonight, Ron? Sounds good, sounds good. I'm going to stick around here for another, I'd say another about 10 more minutes, and then I think we should be able to wrap it up. I appreciate the relay there, Joe. Again, this is KYNU. McLean County is under three thunderstorm warning until 1:15. So we're going to kind of watch things out. I think, it's like I said, here in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, most of this heavy stuff will be through our area. I think we were pretty fortunate tonight compared to the western part of the state and central part of the state. They got hammered. We thankfully lucked out. So, all right, I'm going to go and monitor here for the next 5-10 more minutes, and then we'll go and wrap it up. This is KYNU monitoring. Stand by.
WFSM, Flint and Fenton back on the network. WFSM clear.
Tornado watch. Severe thunderstorm warning.
This is KYNU. I'm going to go ahead and sign off for tonight. Appreciate those that were listening. Y'all have a good night. This is KYNU. I'm going to be clear of the channel. It's 1:30.
Good night, Dave from KU4ZYQ.
Tornado watch. Good morning. 0200 hours. 66 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees.
K8LDF, K8RVP.
Good morning, 0700 hours, sunny, 64 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 66 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 69 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
November 8, X-Ray-Zulu.
November 8, X-Ray-Zulu, testing All-Star. KD8GX, this is November 8, X-Ray Zulu.
November 8, X-Ray, I didn't get the last letter. Good afternoon, nice day here. I'm in Saginaw. West side of Saginaw. The name is Howard. Howard. And anyway, a CW officer that's been a hand for about 50 years. So I'll copy it. It's KDA50.
Hello, Howard. Name here is Ron. Romeo Oscar November. Call sign is November 8 X-Ray Zulu. Copy readable, a lot of background noise. You are my first All-Star contact, sir.
Just want to get that All-Star. Yes, Ron. Okay. But anyways, I don't work for computers it very often, and actually, I haven't been on the air for almost a year now, so I moved from my regular house to apartment here in Thomas Township, actually. That's the deal. Yeah, you're kind of enjoying how you do it. What's your location? Go ahead.
QTH is Warren, just north of Detroit.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 81 degrees.
WM8A testing. KE8BGT listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 81 degrees.
KUYNU monitoring and in the service area.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
PTL-08 Whiskey X-ray testing 1233.
This is KD8 ZSK. Is the frequency in use? Nothing heard. This is KD8ZSK, just looking for a few friends on the Wayne County with Peter Crawl. We won't be long, so let's go right to Rafi, MHGGD. How copy?
Hey, Keith, you're 5-9 triple plus here. I didn't hear anything at Southline. MHGGD.
All right, good to know, good to know. All right, let's go to WSAU, Matt. How copy?
By WSAU, this is a 5-9, and I think even the first time with KE5XD, I could hear enough of it that if you really had to get something through, you could have done it. Maybe it happened, it would have been really painful, and a lot of back and forth and repeat, but I think there was just enough there that I could make out back on it.
Yeah, that's just like the 2 on the readability scale for me. I could tell it was Dave, but very difficult to copy. And let's go to KE8YRZ Dennis. What say you?
Hi, Keith. You're a nice, quiet 5-9 here. It's KE8YRZ.
Oh, right back to you. 5-9 easy. Sounds good, Dennis. And let's go to KE8BZJ.
This is KE8BZJ. I've got you to solid. Again.
Hey, Mo, can you run your report by again? It dropped out a couple of times, but it's not like it dropped the repeater. It's almost like you unkeyed for a moment in between.
Roger, roger. I did unkey for a second there. KABZJ, I got you to 5-9.
Okay, gotcha. Just I know we had had some trouble in the past with this repeater doing the coughing, and I hope that's over. So with that, let's go to KE8PMK. Chuck, how copy?
Oh, I got you at 5-9 triple plus, Keith. This is KE8PMK on the right frequency this time. Hey, what's our next stop? I can't get the spreadsheet to open back up, Keith.
Yeah, I can read them off. Next stop is 443.1 Northville. If you want to write them down, the next one after that, I don't know if you're going to have in your radio. It's newer. You know, we haven't used it much. 443.725. 443.725. And the PL there is 107.2. And the stop after that is K8PLW. That one's 442.1, and the PL there is 107.2. So it's going to run Northville, Detroit, and Detroit next. Got all that, Chuck?
Well, roger that, Keith. I got all of that. I only needed those first two stops after this one anyways. Like I said, I closed up after I typed into the notes section. It'll probably pop back open on its own. I don't know how to work the thing. KE8PMK, back you.
All right, no worries. No worries at all. So let's go to WNAV, Jim.
Yep, got you 5-9, full quieting here, WNAD.
I agree with you, Jim. Yep, full quieting 5-9 here as well. It sounded good. So let's see how the other UHF machine pulled up. KF8BPA, what do you say?
Yep, Keith, I got you 5-9 plus. KF8BPA, over.
Yeah, very good, Vladimir. You're full quieting here, 5-9. Let's go to K8HV. Bob, what do you hear?
Okay, Keith, you're an F9 double plus. But I do notice on this repeater, the S meter will sit at 40, then it'll drop down to 30, then it'll go up to 45. Like the power output of the repeater is moving around a little bit. Doesn't have any, doesn't cause any interference with the communication, which is something I saw. Yeah, S9 double plus, you're up here in the room with me. Back to you, Keith. This is K8HV.
Yeah, that's interesting, Bob, because I've had that with some of the other UHF repeaters. So I don't know if it's something in the area or what, but this one in particular is steady as a rock. It's just a hunch over 5-9, so... no worries. We'll see if any of them do that to me tonight. K8ACW, Art, what do you hear? Okay, maybe we lost Art. That's a good distance from Utica. Maybe it's not going to work. How about KE5XD, Dave?
KE5XD, full quieting. My S meter is varying 1 or 2 units up and down too. It's just breathing a little bit. This repeater should be beautiful, no issue. But yeah, I'm surprised I can hear stuff lying. I didn't know if I could mention it after a second. I'm going to make that in. I was checking. I was on the way to Plymouth. My granddaughter's softball game, and we found out she's going sick today, so she didn't go, so we came home. I can do Friday night. All right, back to that KE5XD.
All right, yeah, a little bit of noise with it, but it's still 5-9 here. Very good. Well, is there anyone else that would like to join us on the Wayne County repeater crawl? Please call now.
Kilo 8 Whiskey X-Ray. Bob via Echolink, Xenia, Ohio. Hopefully I'm making it again. I'm using my cell phone. So if I'm making it in, 7-3, everybody, take care. Kilo 8 Whiskey X-Ray, over in Zingo.
Good evening. 20, 100 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
Take you to one custom.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
ZYQ, clear frequency.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees.